Rashi tells us in the word yosher, Rashi has difficulty. We're not going to go through all the digdic problems that Rashi had, but the problem is that the word is yosher is in the future tense. And sometimes we find that something is relevant to the present and we use the future tense. But Rashi did not feel, for reasons that I don't want to spend time going into, that that's appropriate to explain this pasuk. So Rashi tells us two comments. Rashi tells us Oz Yosh Oz Kishirohanes Ola Believo Shi Yosher Shira, that he should sing a Shira. So Rashi says it means this is indicative of a decision that he made. Shi Yosher Shira. That's what it means. That he made Oz at that moment. Kishirohanes is Ola Believo would enter his mind Shi Yosher Shira, that he should sing a shira. So it's dealing with his mindset from that to that moment. This is Shayosha Shira, is the decision to sing a shira. Avu ben roshay omru razal mikan remez b'chiyas ha-meisim anater. This is a remez to b'chiyas ha-meisim anater. V'chein b'chulon, Rashi brought other examples of shira, and oz yosher Yisrael, that so we have many other examples of this, Rashi says, where we use that Yosher means the future, Kamashmo, Pshuto Kamashmo. The Shaila is a very simple Shaila. No. We don't have a posik with state, Trias Amesim, we don't have the term. Say otherwise, we have Ramazan. Okay, so what's up is why is it that here's the place, Oz Yosha Moshe, that the Torah decided to tell us this remez in the Torah? And what's it pertinent to the Shira that the Torah chose this place to tell me, Mikandat Chias HaMesim, that there is Oz Yosha Moshe? Not only did Moshe sing Oz Shor Moshe, but Oz Yosha Moshe. There will be a time, another Oz, not that moment, but then, when? But at Chias HaMesim. And in the Medrash we find apparently another Pshat, the Oz. Pasuk before says, Vayiruhu Ames Hashem, they stood in awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Vayaminu B'Hashem Uvu Moshe Avdoi. And the Medrash says, Tiharu Liva, they purified their hearts, and then they sang the Shira. Apparently the Medrash is answering, was it Oz? Oz means they went through a process of being retired Aleiv, and then they were roy to say Shira, they began to sing Shira.
Wasn't Shira a little bit of Nevuah? I always said Shira.
No, Shira per se, no. Shira, no. Shira is not Nevuah. Shira is not Nevuah. Shira is Thanksgiving, Haidah. It's something that happened already.
And where does the Rav see Tchias HaMesim from?
That's what Chazal say, Rashi brings in the first Pasuk. An Aleph, of Medrosh Omer Ozom, the Kan Remez of Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, because it says Yosher Moshe, means Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. Not only Oz Shor Moshe, but in the middle of Rashi, the long Rashi, halfway down the Rashi, of Medrosh Omer Ozom, we can remember the Chias HaMesim in HaTorah. So the Poshet Pshad Rashi says means a decision. He decided Shi Yosher, that he should sing. It's telling me his mindset. He decided that he should sing. That's Lefi Pshuto. And the Midrasho is it's a remez of Chias HaMesim. Okay. So what's happened? It's a remez of Chias HaMesim. And all of a sudden here we need a remez of Chias HaMesim. think that the pshat is. This is the first shira in the Torah. So the Torah wants to tell me what Hadoh is to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Hadoh is something which is very profound. Because in Hadoh is this batlus that we totally subjugate ourselves before the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have two choices in this world of what this world is about. Either it's our world or it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. It's one of those two. In Haidah, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, not Haidah min Asofa or the Chutz, which is lip service. That's not Haidah. Haidah is from the Oimek Alei, from the depths of a person's neshama, that everything that I have comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. I could have tremendous minus. And I could be smarter, wiser, richer, more powerful than anyone around. But where did it come from? It's not me. It's the feeling from the depth of my soul that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why you need Oz. The Rabbeinu says, Ti haru libo. You need Tyra Saleh. To the extent that the person is possessed with himself, he's not Roy to say Shir. That's why the Sforno writes Chumash Dvar after the parasha of Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi, it says V'im Shachoyach Tishkach Es Hashem Elokecho. How will this take place? What's the smichas of parasha? Is Im Lo Dvar Chayim. If we don't thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for our success, then we'll come to be over Rabbi Dazor. If we don't thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it comes from somewhere else. It's me, it's the Getchka, it's whatever it is, something, but it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's only when a person is levatal himself fully, he subjugates himself fully before the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he removes himself from the equation, then he sees the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the pshat, what Chazal mean, but a Balgai, where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says that the two of us can't live b'kvifa achas in one place. It's the pshat. If a person that's possessed with himself, he doesn't have room for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To the extent that he negates himself, so he makes room in his heart and delay for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to come. And that's quintessentially what Shira is. Shira is the negation of self. And then the consequent realization that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. All the Rabbeinu Shalom's gifts. Now, what is the extent of Shira? And the answer is Shira is unlimited. When I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for his gifts, there's no Shira. It's Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shira. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shira. Why? Because this number one, there's so much that I owe to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that what shayach, a human being, there's a limit. I owe him X. So I thank him, I pay him X, 4X. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is limitless, what we owe him. It's not shayach to be concerned, well, you know, I want to settle my account with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How can you settle with the account when everything that you have comes from this person? Everything. And everything that every person gives me, where did it come from? It also came from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So I can't settle accounts with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it's something which is not only for the moment. The thankfulness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam transcends my entire existence. Moshe Rabbeinu could say Shira. It must be a pretty great Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu recited a Shira. In the Horai, it's a pretty great Shira. It's part of the Torah. Not so simple. To write a parasha in the Torah, And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that's a Torah. It's pretty heady. So it's a shir. So what's the shir to that shir? The answer is there's no shir. When Moshe Rabbeinu will get up, B'tchias HaMeisim, he said shir already. What do you want from him? No. He woke up again? You have to say shir again. What we owe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Hodah is limitless. It's Eilus Vorm Shein Lehem Shir. So the Kan, the Rem, is the Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Because he wants to tell me. Moshe Rabbeinu, Sagan to Leben, he lived, and he said shir to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shein Yoytzig Uvesen. It was Yoytzig? No, it wasn't Yoytzig. When he'll wake up at Tchias HaMeisim, I'll have to say the shir again.
What about Miriam?
Same thing, no different. But the Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu started, so the Rabbeinu Shem Torah was Yoshe Moshe. It's not only the Shira's Moshe, it's the Shira that every one of us has to give to the Rabbeinu Shem Torah. It's not only Shira's Moshe. The Shira that we have to give to the Rabbeinu Shem Torah knows no bounds. We think it's, my whole life I gave Shira, and good enough, no. When the Rabbeinu Shem Torah will wake me up again, but here's a Mason, I have to get up and say Shira again. For what? Not for the weather, only that he woke me up at Kriyas HaMeisim. But what for he do, what he once did for me. There's the hakara of what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for me, he knows no bounds, knows no limit. And it's philosophically something very profound. Talked about this many times. Shiras Hazino is also a Shira. I'm not only Shiras Hazino, Shiras Dovet, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Hazino. So Shiras Hazino has an astounding ending. I'm talking Shiras Dovet, I'm sorry, not Shiras Hazino, Shiras Dovet, the Haftorah for Parshas Hazino, has an astounding ending. It ends, Alkein Oyducha Hashem Vagoyim, Ulishimcha Azameh. I'll proclaim your greatness. Oyedecha Hashem b'goyim, l'shem chazamer, and sing a song to you. No, galalik. And what does he end with? Magdil Yeshua is Malkai, v'yoyse chesed l'mshichai. Intensify the Yeshua of your melech, David, v'yoyse chesed l'mshichai, and do chesed for your anointed one, the David u'lezaroi adaylam. For David and for my descendants for eternity. So what's the Hemshech HaPsukim? You just said, Alkei Oyducha Hashem Vagoyim. So when is Magdil Yeshua's Malkut chime in? So the Malbim writes something phenomenal here. Phenomenal. That commensurate with the degree of Shira that we give to the Ribbono Shel Olam, exactly commensurate with that, are we empowered to turn to beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam at a new level of tefillah, and we'll reach a new level before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how, what we're worthy of before the Ribbono Shel Olam. The ultimate recognition, tefillah is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavos Salavovitz writes that, what's my schus in tefillah? I want something from a person, so I come to the person. So, sometimes I get what I want from him, because achtayna zachayis with him. Achtayna, listen. So come to me, I did this for you, I did this for you, I did this for you, whatever. Someone called me the other day, and he needs help from a certain person. I said, you can call him up, and you can ask. Why? Because this person that's calling is very tight with me. He says, that person, I did a lot of tefillahs for him. So what you need is not such a big deal for him. And I did a lot of tefillahs for him. That's it. If you need a tefillah, you need it. It's very important what you need. So ask him. So sometimes, you know, you get a tefillah from a person. Why? Because he owes me one. And it's tachyosha, that he should, whatever. I'm not asking him for to shirt off his back. I'm asking him for a tefillah. And I did a lot more for him than I'm asking back. Okay, that's one reason you get a tefillah from a person. I can't come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm going to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom and tell him, listen, Rebbeinu Shalom, you owe me? You owe me? There is even a certain damasis, there is a certain muvan that, in a certain regard, that we have in the fact that we're Mekad Hashem Shemayim in the world, we're Chasim Malakus in the world, we have a little bit standing the Magidim say, to ask of the Rebbeinu Shalom, with a certain yoisha. Okay, but listen, but what are we going to ask? The Rebbeinu Shalom owes us one. Whatever he might conceivably owe us, if we'll put us in the quotes, he's paid back in spades. So. Good. So I go to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person, and sometimes I get what I want, for what reason? He wants to get rid of me. I get under his skin. And, he doesn't know how to get rid of me. So he'll give me what I want. Just, okay, so fine, I'll leave me alone then. Teenagers know how to do this very well. You know how to get under your skin. You make them feel guilty, make your parent feel guilty, whatever, all the fashion, the tricks that they have, So, we can use them in the world of business too. But with the Rebbeinu Shalom, it doesn't work. So what's the pshat that when we're vakish from the Rebbeinu, I ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for something. Sometimes I need to ask because a person doesn't know that I need something. I once asked the big veer why he didn't do a certain chesed. He was a tremendous bal chesed. So he said, it's very simple. He says, the person that you're asking me to do a chesed for is very tight with me. If he needs it, all he has to do is ask me. If he'll ask me, I'll do it in 1 second for him. But if he doesn't ask me, it's a simon he doesn't need it. Because he knows, whatever. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for him. So the emes is that the person needed the chesed. So I told him, so I asked him, and the guy did it for him. Just he lacked the realization that the person needed it. And I was friendly with this very this big bear. I was good friends with him. And I knew a certain person that he's very good with, needs a certain chesed. He said, the person's very good with me. It's not whatever, there's nothing, whatever. If he needs it, he'll ask you, whatever, let me know. And in 2 seconds, I'll do it for him. What's the problem? So the person, that's so good. So the person, whatever, let him know that he needs his help. And he helped him right away. No problem. But before the Rebbeinu Shalom, we don't have that either. If I need something, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows that I need it. So what I mean is, Paulo, what's the tefillah going to help me? I can't cajole the Rebbeinu Shalom. I can't tie him at Yoshua, he owes me one. He knows what I need. So what am I davening for? What's the point of it? What?
We need it.
But what's us? We need it, it's true, but what's us?
Not
schus.
We need to understand that everything.
But there is a schus in it. You're right, we need it. But the Chavetz Chaim Soloveitchik says that the therein lies our schus too. When we understand to a greater extent that we're dependent on the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we're on a different level of a roi that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us what he didn't give us until now. That's tefillah. We grow through that understanding. You're right, Barry. Now, I'm a different person now. I understand more. I'm dependent on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Chatzko Levenstein, Zatzal, the Mashgiach of Mir, later of Ponovich. So one Friday, the Ponovich Rav came to him and said, Rav Chatzko, he says, I have to apologize to you. I don't have any money to pay you this week. She was broke. I have no money this week to pay you. So Rav Chatzko said, Simachtani made me happy. Rav Shat. He says, until I came to Ponovich, my whole life I never knew when I was going to get it done. So every yeshiva was, and the European yeshivas were all afflicted with poverty. So I never knew when I'd see a penny. So I was constantly, I was mavakish before the Rabbeinu, I was in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands to sustain me. I had no idea in Derech HaTeva how I'm going to live. He says, Baruch Hashem, I came to Ponovich, and Baruch Hashem, Psagavro. The check comes every week, I said, the check comes every week, so now I'm used to the fact that how am I going to live? Yeah, the Ponovich was going to give me a check on Friday. He says, Baruch Hashem, he sent me back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And this wasn't Litzonus. He meant it, Rav Chatzko. He meant it. Rav Chatzko was not a Litz. You like that one better, huh?
Yeah.
Don't try it with too many other people other than Rav Chatzko. I'm warning you. But, but a deeper hakara of the Rabbanu Shalom than tefillah is haidah. Why? Because tefillah is abstract. The Rabbanu Shalom is abstract. I have a need. I'm asking the Rabbanu Shalom for something. It doesn't exist. Haidah is when the Rabbanu Shalom gave me what I wanted. I wanted something. I needed something. And I woke up tomorrow and I have it. The Rabbanu Shalom sent it to me. Whatever shlichus he did means he did, but he sent it to me.
Is
now I'm home.
Is that why Oz Yashir is part of Atfila every
month? Oh, Avada. Come to that. So you're 100% right. So Haidah is the deepest akar of the Rabbanu Shalom, deeper than Tfila. Haidah is the end. What's the end of Tfila? Is Maidim is at the end of Tfila. That's the deepest akar. So Haidah brings us to the deepest connection with the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's Oz Yashir Moshe. It's forever. Not only now. But he'll wake up at Chias HaMeisim, I'll have to recite that shiur again. L'oilom yisader odom shvocho v'achar kach yispalo. That's the inner of the Pesuk of the Zimra. But the Hashlomo, I think the Gera Rebbe writes, and one of the Gera Rebbe's right, I saw once. But the pinnacle of Pesuk in the Zimra, he says, after everything else, is Oz Yashir Hashem d'Haido. And it's interesting, we find in the halacha, I think the Chofetz Chaim quotes it, that we find in the halacha that a person that said Shiras Hayam, possessed really with what it means, with Haidah of the Rabbeinu Shalom, is Eino Nizek Kol Ois Hayam. He has a special protection that day in his life. He walks, he's cradled by the Rabbeinu Shalom, because he recognized, I'm in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. So the Rabbeinu Shalom carries him. So this is the Yisoid of Haidah. This is maybe, this reflects, I recently had on the conversation with Rav Don Segel. But he needed to know whatever his rabbis called, he needed to know something, it was for a shidduch for someone. So then we spoke later that I wasn't here, and he wasn't there, and eventually we spoke. So then we took care of business. Oh, what a bissel geschmust. So I told him something at the end, Rabbi Yoshev. But I told him, I said that Rabbi Yoshev, that certain chasodim that he no longer had koyach to do for his own family, but there was a certain yochid, I know who the yochid is, that outside his family that he did chasodim for, that he no longer had koyach to do for his own family. So his eidikol asked him, he said, what's the pshat? You don't have koyach to do it for your family. So if you don't have koyach, why are you doing it for someone else? So he said, because I have a korosotav, a makatov to him, because he helped me a lot in life. So he said, Zayda, that's true, but you paid him back 100 times already. So he said, a korosotav has no shia. Because Yashir Moshe. So Don Segel told me that the Yisoid that he heard before, but he never heard it before in Rabbi Yoshua's name. But he was familiar with such a Yisoid. Haidah is unlimited. Oh, if we understood that, Rabbi Yisai, yeah, we would live differently. If we understood that. But it means somebody did a toiva for me. But it means somebody did a toiva for me. But I owe him for that. Ein l'shar. If we understood that, our whole life would be different. Now, one of the themes that runs it over and over again in many different expressions in the Shira, Rashi tells us the following. Ki go you go, what's it upshot? Go, go. So he says, Bo keifa loima sho. This one. Dover achik go o go, al kol hashiras v'chol ma shakalis bo. As much as I'll thank the Rebbeinu, I'll take the whole sefer tilim, and I'll thank the Rebbeinu Shalom with every praise that we've conceived to give a daughter to the Rebbeinu Shalom. a yesh by Tosefos. It doesn't reach the appropriate level of praise for the Rav Hashem. The Rav Hashem is beyond that level. As much as I praise him, he go, oh God. He's so above whatever praise that I could offer him, no matter what praise we could conceivably give him, it doesn't meet the mark. For lo kamidas bos of Adam, and not like a person, they give people praise. Not only is the praise commensurate with what they've done, the praise usually far outstrips whatever they're worth. But by the Rabbi Shalom, go. What's the shear? Where's the limit? Why? Because the Rabbi Shalom's chesed is so beyond anything that I could thank him for. Is whatever I'll say just doesn't reach the mark. That's the pshat. There's a pshat and it's a difficult choice in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Fayam and Beis. So I heard once Rav Henoch Zatzal said pshat in this tesis. The it says that Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were kfuyei tova b'nei kfuyei tova. Adam Arishon was a kofi tov, in some measure he said, Oisha Hashem asato imodi. And Klal Yisrael was kfuyei tova because the Rebbe Hashem Lodom said, miyitein, that the regish that they had at Har Sinai they should have forever. So they should have answered, Atah teg. What do you mean, miyitein? You give it to us. Grant it to us. So why didn't they grant it to him? They didn't ask him because they didn't want to be mechuyuf. They didn't want to owe the Rabbi Hashem Olamon. Good. That's what Taisa says. So the Shaila said, where's the kfuyei toivah? If I ask you for a toivah and you do it for me and I don't thank you, ben echnish ken mensh, I'm a kofi tov. But if I don't ask you for a toivah, so I'm not a kofi tov. So where's the kfuyei toivah?
That applies to
Rav Henoch Zatzal said that that's assuming among people that I paid you for what I owe you. So I don't want to add to the cheshbon. I have a cheshbon. I'm going to pay you. I've paid you back. I will pay you back. So I don't want to add to the cheshbon. But let's say you can never pay back the cheshbon no matter what you'll do. So what's your problem adding to it? No, whatever I'm going to do, I'm never going to pay you back. So what do you mean I'm afraid to owe you more? I owe you already so much that I can't owe you more. That I can't pay for. So what's the difference if I owe you another? I owe you a little more. Elamai, the pshat is your kfuyei toiva. You're not makir the chesed of the Rebbe Hashem. You think that you can square it off with the Rebbe Hashem. I'll settle accounts with you. So that means you're a kfuyei toiva.
Not only that, but Akharish Baruch doesn't need us to ask him to know what we need.
But that's true.
So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, whether we ask for it or not, we have to be makatel.
Yeah, that's true. But beyond that, it says why the failure to ask for something new, the unwillingness to ask for something new is kriyatoiva. The pshat is because they think that they can settle accounts. I want to share this with Chaim Epstein Zatzal, who just was lifted a week ago. We love the pshat and tesis. So the pshat of Henoch's pshat. Zichut Tzadik and Kodesh Lebrach. So, you know, the realization, whatever we'll say about the Rebbe Shalom, we're not there. And Rashi comes back to this again in the Shira, and it has to do with the Gemara and Yuma. Pasuk says in Pasuk, I think Pasuk Yalaf it should be. Yeah. Yichamoycho ba'elim Hashem, yichamoycho nedor ba'kodesh, noiro sihilois eisefel. What is Neuro Sehilis? It would be good to know what Neuro Sehilis is because it's part of a Tfilis in Heaven and Rome. So besides it being a Pasuk, but we actually use it in the davening too. So what does it mean, Neuro Sehilis? So Rashi says, Neuro Sehilis, Yoroi Milahagit Yilosech, it is frightening to recount your chesed, your praise. Why? Penyimatu. Because I'm afraid I'll fall short. For Moshe Omer, l'chodom miya sehila. The best praise for the Rav Hashem Olam, l'chara means to be silent. Because when you start, you're just not going to cut it. So the Gemara says in Yuma, that someone got up a kela godla gibor and he carried on a whole list. So there's Rebbe said to him, "See, I'm tigal lekule shvachu demora." Oh, that's it. Now you stop. So that's it. You got them all. You cheshbed out exactly how much praise he gave to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you put it all in there. So Elamai. So what do we do? So we only use the praise that we find in Tanakh from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. That's it. That's what we stop. We say, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu gave that praise, so it's a chelik of Torah, so we'll also give that praise. But to go on means we think that we're attempting to give all the praise that's royal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chor de Pasuk means Noiros Sehilois, because he's Oisei Fela, because he does such wondrous things in the world, how is it Shayach to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam fully? So it's interesting that that's a Pasuk that we use as the introduction really to the Shemoneh Esrei. Right before the Shemoneh Esrei we recite this Pasuk Oisei Fela. At night we throw in another bracha after, but both day and night we recite this pasuk. And the lechayra has to do, it's the hakara of the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom, especially that which we pointed out from the chavetz of halavavos before, that tefillah is the understanding of how small I am before the Rabbeinu Shalom. So as I'm about to start Shemoneh Esrei, what do I say about the? He's Noiros Sehilos Oisei Fela. It's so wondrous what he does. I can't even imagine. I can't even begin. It's frightening to think of attempting to give him Shvach.
Is this along the same lines of Nishmas, Yilufilo Male Shirakaya?
Yeah. Exactly. Vidiyuk. We could possess all the skills and all the perspectives. Nishmas talks about every type of perspective that a person could have, and all the skills that a person could have in rhetoric and oratory, and he's not shy to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's, as I'm about to start the Shemoneh Esrei, I say, no, you're a Sahil, I say, fella. The Rabbeinu Shalom is great, and I'm little. That's a way to start the tefillah. That's the essence of what tefillah is. What do we say that tefillah should be? Tachnun. Beg the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't. Part of tefillah is a realization that it is a tremendous chus. Philosophically, it's hard to understand. Finite human being with all the frailties of a human being, I'm going to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But that's true. But what's the chesed that we're allowed in the door?
But that's why there's one more pasuk in between there. Shira Chadasha Shepuga Limo Shekhas Hasayam. Now with what the Rav is saying, it's putting us in the mind frame.
Al Hashem Yimlech, yeah. Listen, we can make a Kal V'Chaimer from a boss of a dumb. The Varam Leib Steinman, he should be gesund stark. So we said, when I had to go to Yerushalayim to speak to Rabbi Yosef, so I prepared for a week, you know, what I would say if he answered me this way, I'll answer this and this and this. He prepared Pasha for a week. I mean, he was, you have to realize, besides his goyness, but he was a jurist. And he knew really to cut exactly, you know. And there was no wiggle room with him. You know, it had to be precise and to the point that if not, it didn't stand up. So he says, I prepared for a week to speak to him. He says, that was all fine while I was in Bnei Brak, he says. When I came to Yerushalayim and walked into his room, he says, I couldn't say a word. I was so awed of his greatness, I couldn't say a word. I prepared for a week to speak to him, I couldn't say a word. Reb Chaim Kanievsky would never utter a word in Rabbi Yosha's presence about anything being, until Rabbi Yosha would turn to him and says, "Nu chayim v'zoksta," you know, and he had no choice then, you know, the Shver asked him already. So this is in the realm of a boss of a dump. I come before the Rabbi Yosha, I want to talk before the Rabbi Yosha. It's a pillar. It's a pillar that we're allowed in the door. And we're allowed in the door, not only three times a day. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Alavaya person should mispal elof pom and beyond. I can come as often as I want." This is one perspective on Neiros Ahilas Asifelasa, which fits really with Rashi and go, oh, go. It's not shaykh to give appropriate praise to the Rabbi Yochanan. The Ramban offers another few interpretations of this pasuk of Neiros Ahilas. Neiros Ahilos Yoru, I don't know why it's Yoru, Rashi says Yoru. I don't know what they have, Yoru. Bilahagit Hilos of Pen Yimat, come on, the Chod Dumia Sahilo. That's Rashi's pshat.
The word Yoru,
you mean? Yoru, yes, then an awe, fear, awe. Or then the Ramban goes on. So that's what he quotes from Rashi. And he says, the Shoin Rashi, Dam Kain Pirish Rabbeinu Avram. And this is also the Pirish of the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra writes, "Ki chol mahalalim yireim lahalal shmo." All the ones that seen the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom are fearful of pronouncing it. "Ki mi yashmiya kol tehilasa," right? As we say on Shabbos, "Mi yamal gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehilasa." Who could conceivably express all the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom? So this is Rashi, or the Fidaiti. It means something else, the Ramban says. Kitam noiro sehilos, shu noiro besehilos. Means he's awesome, he's praised for his awesomeness. Meaning to say, ki yased vorim noroim umeshalobah. That the Rosh Hashanah does awesome things in the world, and we need to praise him for them. Shos in the kaima and the kama is ba'ibir ritzayne. He took the kama from Mitzrayim, he drowned him in the Yam. And he saved his servants, he saved Klal Yisrael. And he is very, very great, and he's worthy of special praise for this. And this is, why do we see Noiro Sehilos? This is a contrast with human monarchs. The monarchs in this world are renowned for their thievery. You know, they loot the people that work under them. The Rabbeinu Shalom does awesome things that he's worthy of being praised for. And perhaps part of what's wondrous is at the same time with one thing that which the Rabbeinu Shalom does. He's manish over Ritzaynai and he's matzal avodov. There's two totally different types of impacts on what he does. Now, I took Shabbos, was asked by the Shalash Shudis, what's the difference between ice and moifah? So Ronnie wasn't here. So I said, I really was not sure. I was bothered by the problem, and I answered what I supposed to be true, and I've since looked in Parshas Vayera, and I found what I said is the Malbim spells it out. Maifis is something that's wondrous. and it does not necessarily teach a lesson to the person that sees it. Ois is a signpost. It connects a person to something. And he says it doesn't even have to be a maifus, it doesn't have to be a ness. It could be something which is much more common than a ness. And he said you can have simultaneously that which the Rabbeinu Shalom did, could be a maifus and an ois simultaneously. When Paro was thick-headed and he didn't get the message, so it was a maifus. When Paro saw dumb, he didn't learn anything from it. But it was peculiar.
Yeah, but his
own magicians did. So, mayain, because what his own magicians did, the Mashal says in Sanhedrin, was only an illusion. Right? What you drank it was water. It just looked like dam. The Nilus turned to dam. The fish died. The stench possessed all of Mitzrayim. So they were able to do something which had some remote connection. But so it was strange. It was a wondrous happening. So he brought his people and that, but they also were able to do something wondrous. Bezer Anpin of what the Rabbeinu Shalom did. But he didn't get the message. He didn't connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom from it. They wrote in the morning's paper, something strange happened in Mitzrayim, yes, this week, you know. But that's where it ended. You know, they were investigating why, what this is about. Why it is. The Klal Yisrael was an ois. The same thing. Because therein we saw the hand of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom can do things in this world which have all different effects. One person it's a maifes, another person it's an ois, one person it's an oinish, another person it's a hatovo. And they all spin out from the same hand of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he does awesome things, and shahu mehulo b'hem, and he's worthy of praise for them. Then he suggests the following: v'chein l'chodo meyas yilo. Now, al derech apshat, I think that he says the following: al derech apshat atocheles l'chodo yilo. Being dependent, longing for the Rabbeinu Shalom itself is praiseworthy, meaning to say, those that long for the Rabbeinu Shalom, yafiku ritzonim, the Rabbeinu Shalom will grant their needs. V'halalu shimcha b'tzion, and they'll come to the Beis HaMikdash to give you praise. V'shalmu shom es nidram, and they'll bring the karbonos, asher nidram, nidram asher nidru beis tzarosim. So, meaning to say that ki hatocheles l'cho tehilo, being dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom brings a person to give praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hatocheles l'cho tehilo means l'cho dumia tehilo, meaning hatocheles l'cho tehilo, being dependent on the Rabbeinu, belonging for the Rabbeinu Shalom, brings forth praise. But dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom is matzalos, and we think we sing the Rabbeinu Shalom Zaydo. And so the Ramban is a pshat, kiyasa dvorim neroam mishalom. That's the pshat that the Ramban prefers. That noiros ahilos means the Rabbeinu Shalom does awesome things, and those awesome things are praiseworthy. Worthy of being praised in this world. And there is an aspect to the hachon of a tefillah in that as well. When we talk about smichas gula l'tefillah, so there are two types of approaches to Rabbeinu Yonah cites. And the truth is, they perhaps fit in a little bit with what Rashi and the Ramban are saying here. One statement is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we owe him everything, and therefore I'm mispalel to him. In other words, I'm totally subjugated to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's one type of mahalach. There's a second mahalach that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a kol yochel. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. You see that this is in life, when you want a favor, the first thing you really have to know the answer for is the person that's capable of doing it for you. Once you know he's capable of doing it for you, then you have to ask if he's the type that might be willing to do it for you. But it doesn't help to go knock on the door of a guy that's willing to do it for you and he's not capable of doing it for you. So I have a friend that has a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, my job, he says, is to mix with Gvirim. That's my job. Because, you know, I can't build buildings without Gvirim. And the truth is, I knew who was like the head of his, the late head of his institution. It was a person who philosophically was on a different page than him. But he liked him. So he worked very, very hard to get people that were like-minded to this layperson to help him out. And he was very successful. So he told me, my friend, he said, the Ponovich Rov Zatzal said that I built my maestas with people that were very distant from me in their hashkofas. He says, I had a lot of maritzim that helped from what I did. He says, I'm working geltom and ishkahat, money they didn't have. He says, it didn't help me. I couldn't build anything with them. You know, I had to build where the realization that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the address. He's a kol yochel, and he's willing to do. So the Ramban talks about that he's awesome in what he does, that he's worthy of praise. So that's, in a certain sense, the way one shot in the connection of Gula Latvila is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is awesome. It's, what can't he do? So maybe he's the right address for it. And the other interpretation that he brings really fits in with Rashi here, in that regard, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I owe him everything. I owe him everything. He took me out of Mitzrayim. And Mamela, since I owe him everything, it's appropriate I should be mispalel to him. So that's why she says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is so great that I'm so little before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that's what brings forth the tefillas. So this is a little bit insight into what the context of the Shira is. It's an integral part of our tefillas each day. If we understood a little bit, as I said, the Inyan of Haidah, we would go very far in serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam differently and interacting differently with people around us. Good night, Rabbi.
I went to Eden Palace the night you weren't there, so I had to come here.
He said that they could have a meeting.